We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Longtime NFL writer, has covered the Vikings, and, of course, the father of one of the all-time great wide receivers who continues to play. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. is with us. Larry, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. How you guys?
We're great, man. Are you excited that your son wants to keep playing? How much longer do you think he's going to play?
I tell you, he's enjoying being able to play a game that he's always tried to be ready to play with ambition and a fervor, and so it's gotten him, you know, some lofty achievements, and so he's just a hard worker, and he's enjoying life.
Larry, I saw that he just bought a minority stake in the Suns. What is that? That's pretty incredible to still be a current NFL player and now be part owner of another professional franchise. I guess, how proud are you of the success he's had? And obviously, he's been very smart with his money to be able to now be an owner of an NBA team.
Yeah, it's tremendous that he's had a tremendous opportunity to go and just keep working hard and just letting, you know, the chips sort of fall where they may and do the right things and try to help people, you know, be passionate and then as well be compassionate. And so that's something he learned a long time ago, and he continues to do that. And I'm just thrilled to know that, you know, my son is one of only two people active, he and Aaron Rodgers, to have a minority stake in a NBA franchise and be an active NFL player.
And while a lot of veteran players wouldn't want to stay with a rebuilding team, he's had obviously a great attitude about helping these young Cardinals develop with Kyler Murray. Seemed like he was great with him. And, you know, what do you think about that Cardinal situation? You think they'll be, you know, closer to 500 this year?
Well, you know, they got a lot of work to go. And 1 year is the beginning, and then, you know, as we saw in the Pat Mahomes maturation and just explosion over the last 3 years, it just takes being able to play, and you got to have your health, and you know, keep your focus. And so he's in a really good system. They did some good things, but they're in probably the toughest division in football when you consider the Rams were in the Super Bowl last year. And, you know, the 49ers are going this year. And so that speaks to tremendous competition from top to bottom in the division. So they got to keep working, but they're capable of being right there. The 49ers were not a playoff team last year at all.
Yeah.
And they're in the Super Bowl.
We're talking with NFL writer Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Larry, Kevin Stefanski was with the Minnesota Vikings for many years. He is the new head coach of the Browns. He's impressed us so far. However, it's hard for us to give any coach at this point the benefit of the doubt, since no coach that's been hired has worked out here in Cleveland. What is your opinion on Kevin Stefanski?
Well, I'm glad he got the opportunity. You know, he worked hard. He was here a long time, did a lot of good work, learned, and continued to develop and move through the organization. And so, you know, when you're an offensive coordinator, that's next step is being a head coach, and it's the matter of it is being a part of something that's successful, that is showing great progress. And so the Vikings have been a playoff team 2 out of the last 3 years and played for the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. So that helped out because he was here. He was a part of that. And this year, of course, you know, being right there, they played the 49ers, who are, you know, an outstanding team. They're in the Super Bowl because they're, you know, they play better than everybody else, and they're doing things just a little bit better than most teams. So I think he's a terrific coach, and it's a great opportunity for him in that city. And so I just hope the players are ready to work and you know, follow the lead of a guy who understands from a really good system, the Minnesota Vikings. No Super Bowl wins, but I tell you, they've knocked on the door real hard for many, many years.
Larry, how does an NFL team build stability and culture? Because when we talk about how many years Kevin was with the Vikings, and you know, we had Kevin Seifert on, he was talking earlier about how long George Payton has been with Rick Spielman, and obviously Mike Zimmer's been the coach there forever. The Browns don't have any of that. How can you build culture and stability in a volatile league like the NFL?
Well, one thing it takes is, you know, you got to put discipline first, and then you got to have patience. And so once you establish, you know, the discipline, you know, then you can go after and attack and do the things that you think are going to bring movement and growth. And so that's how you go about doing it. And, you know, the Vikings, you know, were right there playing for the championship team. You know, the 49ers, they had to try and take something away from them, but no way. The 49ers were just, you know, better because of the ability to control the line of scrimmage, run the ball when they choose to, and not give up any passing yards or very few. So that's a huge hurdle, but I think he has learned how to be in control of a situation from the experience of being in winning and opportunistic chances to go to a, you know, next level, that in a repetitive situation year after year, sometimes you miss the playoffs, but you're right back in there the next year. You can't help but learn and know that the organization has to carry, you know, the mission of the leader, and he's the new leader in Cleveland.
We're talking with Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Larry, obviously the Browns have taken Kevin Stefanski from Minnesota. They're trying to take another member of the organization, George Payton, who's been obviously Rick Spielman's right-hand man for a long time. What will the Browns be getting if they get him?
Well, they're going to get a man who understands, you know, a successful organization. You know, Kevin Warren did a lot of amazing things in terms of setting the foundation from a leadership of an organization that is aggressive, progressive, and trying to move a community and help everyone. And that's what he achieved here. That's what he learned, you know, the way this organization came together, new stadium, new headquarters, probably the best in all of the National Football League in terms of home facilities. So, those are things that he'll bring, and he'll bring that understanding that for those things to happen, you got to push. And when you push and you have the support of ownership, then it's just down to fate.
Hey, Larry, now that the NFL coaching carousel is all but stopped turning, how concerned are you with the lack of minority coaches and minorities getting opportunities to get these jobs and head coaches and front offices, and what can be done about this?
Well, I tell you, it's been very disappointing, you know, recently. And from a guy who's been doing what I've been doing now, you know, 40 years, I'm trying to cover my 39th Super Bowl next week in Miami. And so there's no way you can, you know, Dennis Green came here, obviously, becoming only the second black head coach in the modern era. And he showed that he's an outstanding coach and can lead men and go after championships. And so there, for some reason, has just been a decision made by owners. When you go after a coach, he's got to be young, he's got to be on the offensive side. And in other words, you start eliminating people before you really even get into the process. And I think that's what is happening to the community in regard to that. I was talking to Tony Dungy about it recently, and obviously he knows that if given the opportunity, he can not only lead but win a world championship. And so it burns when you know that there are many men who have that kind of characteristic out there. They're in the profession, and they work hard, but, hey, they may not be an offensive coordinator. there might be a defensive coordinator who just knows the game and can bring that leadership.
And clearly, there's not an easy fix to the problem, but it is a problem. I would suggest that they, you know, when you have the Rooney Rule where you have to interview at least one minority candidate, I think they should change that and make it two. I think they should also force the rule, have that, or not force it, but have that rule for coordinators as well. That would, at least, listen, if you, the more people you get to talk to, you know, and then that's going to likely open more doors, you would hope, you know, but I don't know if they're going to do it. They should.
Yeah, well, it starts with the top. You know, the ownership has to have an open mind.
That's right.
About everything and every, I mean, you just can't, you know, just stamp certain things because they've always gone a certain way. You have to really look at it, open up to, as Dennis Green used to say, and he said it many times, you know, you got to think outside the box, which means you got to open up your thinking and always check yourself to make certain that you, you know, being honest to, you know, your faith, God, your family, and your commitment to work. And so it all sort of goes together.
Larry, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Larry Fitzgerald, Sr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.